Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, all eyes turning toward New York City as Mayor Bill de Blasio held its first public forum of his term. And some have criticized him for not being more out in the public.
Yeah, you know, mayors in the past have held town halls, have been on radio taking questions, and de Blasio has not done that. And you know, he's been criticized for being focused more on showing up in Iowa and other areas to push a national progressive agenda than face his own voters and his own residents of New York City.
I don't know if we can really say we're shocked by the news, but we see a story by you that has the headline, Business Grows for Lobbying Firms Linked to Speaker Hastie.
Yeah, to the victor's friends go the spoils, I guess. And that is, you know, now that Shelley Silver is no longer in power and Carl Hastie is in the Assembly, some lobbying firms with close ties to Hastie have picked up a lot of business. And one is headed by a guy named Patrick Jenkins, who is Hastie's former political consultant, staffer, and college roommate. And another is the Miram Group, which features the former Democratic leader from the Bronx, where Hastie's from, Roberto Ramirez. And they each picked up a lot of clients once Hastie became speaker in February.
Anybody who reads your stuff and certainly listens to this radio station has heard about the continuing feud between Governor Cuomo and Mayor, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. And to that end, I see a piece that says Cuomo is set to attend a fundraiser for a possible mayoral opponent.
Yeah, he is going to be the headliner at a fundraiser for Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. Jeffries is running for re-election to Congress in 2016. But what makes this so delicious to a lot of people inside is that Jeffries is also mentioned as a potential rival to Bill de Blasio in 2017. And so naturally, Cuomo, who's been warring with the mayor, anytime he does something like this, it's going to be seen in that prism. Is he helping? Is he sending a message that he would back Jeffries? You know, his people say he's attending a congressional fundraiser, but others say it's more than that. It's sending a message to the mayor.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Normally joins us on Monday, but we were ending a fund drive, and he joins us today. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.